This is a special bonus episode of The Art of Resistance, focusing on modern artists creating writing, music, and more to resist the status quo.
This poem is a raging riot. Set fire to your precincts, your clan, sanctuary, steal every piece of life from Target so that our deaths will be decked out in the decor of what's always been on our backs, because didn't we always own Target? Weren't we already fresh to death? Isn't that an oxymoron, like being black in America? Like this poem? Like expecting what you deserve from people who benefit from your death? I will not play peace as you play war. So these words will press down on your perspective so your bigotry cannot breed. It will choke out every bit of privilege until you are calling out for your mama, and I will watch the ignorance fade from your eyes.
I'm Caleb, the Negro artist, Rainey. I'm a spoken word poet, author, performer, producer, and mentor, teacher, educator.
Caleb Rainey grew up in Missouri, and he experienced the things a lot of young black men experience in this country. Like teachers treating him less than, or police pulling him over for no reason. Perhaps because of this, he started writing early. It was a way to feel seen, to feel validated. And while he was intrigued by a poetry club at school, it was dedicated to a certain kind of poetry. You know the kind. Buttoned up, heavily structured, white. But then, Caleb found something that demanded to be heard.
It's poetry that doesn't just exist on the page. That something about it sort of insists that it be performed and heard out loud or witnessed in person. It brings wonderment and happiness and joy and contemplation to people's lives.
That was poet Sarah Kay in a 2011 interview. When it comes down to it, our human history is one of oral tradition. Writing is something very new in comparison to the storytelling that has defined humanity. And in Western society, in quotes, written culture has often been used as a form of dominance. For centuries, working people, indigenous peoples, and those not part of the white ruling male classes were not taught to read and write, and in some cases, explicitly prohibited from learning. So oral tradition continued as a way to tell real stories of real people. By the 1920s and 30s, spoken word poetry as an art form was often paired with jazz music and the Harlem Renaissance, and later on, in the 1950s, with the beat scene. In the 1960s and 70s, black poets affiliated with the civil rights and black arts movements used spoken word poetry. These poets are often tied to the birth of hip-hop and rap just a few years later.
A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell.
That was Gil Scott-Heron's Whitey on the Moon, recorded in 1970. So for Caleb, in modern times, what was the appeal of spoken word poetry?
I did a poem to impress a girl, but after that, I realized that I was, like, into it. There was power in the art form, and I think this is really what brings me to this art form again and again, is it was an art form that demanded to be heard in real time. Spoken word is the best at weaseling itself in to any place. It's not just going to be at your poetry reading or your bookstore. It's going to be at a coffee shop. It's going to be at a protest. It's going to be just out on the street. There are spaces where you always can use your words to make movement. And spoken word is that crafted intention of doing so.
Caleb came to Iowa as a young adult. He was writing a lot about race, unpacking feelings and experiences, and he started performing spoken word in primarily white spaces. That's when he came up with his performance name, The Negro Artist.
How can I walk into a space and show that I am not afraid, that I am not behind that? And so what I did is I said, all right, I'm going to be the Negro Artist. Negro is not a bad word, just an old one, right? The way I like to describe this is, so I want to walk into a space. When I walk into a space, you know that I'm Black. I know that I'm Black. I know that you know that I'm Black. So, like, we're here, right? So you might as well call me the Negro Artist, because I'm Black in this space, and I'm gonna be, and I don't want you to try to tell me you don't see color, so you're gonna call me the Negro Artist, right? I don't want you to try to call me outside my name. I gave you a name to call me, very intentionally, right? And it also invites people to have conversation about language, to say, who's allowed to say what? Why are you uncomfortable with it? What do you think it would say about you if you did call me by the name I asked to be called, right? Like, there are all these questions that we get to invite, and it's kind of a softball, right? It's actually not as hard as being like, what are your stances on DEI?
Over the years, Caleb has made a mark on the scene in Iowa and around the country. Filmmaker Nick Heron even made a documentary called The Negro Artist. Today, Caleb teaches young people in IC Speaks, a group based in Iowa City working to empower youth to speak their truth.
I think it's important, just on a general base level, for young people to have a space in which they are supported, encouraged to be themselves in all of the ways that they are. So that, but also if we shift to poetry itself and why it's important for the young people, we know historically young people lead the charge of change, period. We know this, right? And so to me, the idea is, how do we best equip the people who are going to lead us? Which is that I may not be the leader, right? But I can give you some insight on ways to craft a poem, ways to hit the heart of your audience so that they will hear you. I want to give them all the tools to do that well.
Like all the art we discuss in this show, there's the idea that, what does it really matter? What does art mean in times like these? What does poetry actually do in today's world?
There is a philosopher that said, if you want a quote-unquote perfect society, then get rid of the artists. He says, get rid of the poets. And the reason he says that is because they are always going to be dreaming for more. They can always imagine better. Art is our only key to dreaming, right? It's our only way to craft a way forward that is different than the path we're on. We are literally being silenced, right? Like that we are being told not to say things, and we are not allowed to say things, and we have networks that are being sued or shut down for the fact that they have said things. Our voice is the most powerful weapon we have, right? And so, yes, I think all of the art forms are meaningful and impactful and reach people and moving. But I think spoken word is like an immediate response to an immediate threat, is going, no, you want me to be silent, so I will be speaking. One of the biggest things about it is that it also requires nothing but your voice, nothing but your body. So every other art form, or so many other art forms, require materials. They require space. They were like, I can do spoken word on the street corner right now, right? And yes, it might be better with a mic, but I wouldn't have to. I can do spoken word in a city council chambers, but they might confiscate my guitar on the way in. You know what I'm saying? They might confiscate any object that I'm bringing to incorporate my art. And so my voice is a part of me, and I can take it anywhere. It's versatile. It's mobile in a way that we need when it's not safely stationary today.
That's Art as Resistance. To experience more of Caleb's spoken word poetry, check out his channel on YouTube, The Negro Artist. And stay through the credits of this episode to listen to a full performance from 2022 with the band Wave Cage.
This is called What You Need to Hear.
what you need to hear. One. You matter. I know some days you feel like a spider, a lone weaver sewing life together on your own, and some days you only catch crap, or worse, nothing. So you go to bed wondering if your web is meant to be a coffin, if you're even meant to be a spider, but I need to tell you, wait. Wait until the morning dew. Wait until you see sunlight reflect off bulbs of water on strands you didn't even know were there. Those are the strands that connect us, that connect you to me. They're what holds us all together. We need them. We need you. So every night, look at your web and await the sunlight. Two. You have power. I know everything tells you you don't. The media, the police, the bosses, the teachers, the mirror, they say you can't control anything. Say that the history haunting you, or the system shackled around your ankles, or the trauma noose tight around your neck should direct your every step, but I need to tell you, they're wrong. You can make each moment a rebellion. And I dare you dance where you laugh at every chance. Trust in advance, smile at first glance. You can lift the weight of oppression by choosing connection. Thwart trauma with truth-telling. Shatter systems with sincerity. You can change the world. You simply have to fight. Three, we matter. Trade your mirror in for a window and see the beauty we all have to offer. Four, you are not finished. Who you are now is not who you will be. You are growing in God's garden among us. And in time, we all bloom. And soon you will bloom brave. Petals soft and passionate. Colors vibrant. You will be so spectacular, even God stops to smell. Five. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Give it up for Wave Cage as well, please. Make sure the love's there.
The Art of Resistance is a podcast for the artists, the lovers of art, and people who want to resist but don't know how. These stories are designed to help us find inspiration from the past and empower us all to find some hope for today and tomorrow. I'm Amy Lee Lillard, and I wrote, narrated, and produced this show. And there's so much more to this story. At artofresistance.space, you'll find sources, images, and videos for this episode and all the others. Here's an easy way to learn more about Art as Resistance. Sign up for the free newsletter at artofresistance.space and get stories and tips every week. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.